This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, vast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at sierra.com.
Toast the holidays in a new way and raise a glass of rum chata. A delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. Enjoy it over ice or in your coffee. Rum chata, your holiday cocktails just got sweeter. Tap or click the banner for more. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025 Agave Logo Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
All right, away we go on the podcast on Tuesday, December 30th. Al is still out. He will be back on Friday when the warm-up show returns. So sitting in for the podcast today is one Rami. What's up, Rami? How are we doing?
Hello, podcast people.
La vie.
La vie, yes, that's correct.
Rami La vie. What nationality is that?
It's Israeli.
Israeli.
So, yes, my grandfather is Israeli, so he changed the name.
Okay, what was it?
Leibowitz, which was even more Jewish, but okay. Then he changed it to make it more Israeli. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Very cool. All right. So that'd be kind of cool that you're in here then. So one of the things that came up during the show today was the traditions that Willie has in his house on New Year's Eve and I guess the New Year's Eve meal and all sorts of different things. Before I ask you, I will tell you tradition wise in my house, nothing crazy. I mean, the only one that we still do to this day would be rice balls on Christmas Eve. We are not a three fishes family or any of that stuff. My dad's very allergic to fish. So for 30 years, that's been out the window. New Year's Eve, there's no tradition. I mean, with this business, I haven't had a tradition because I've worked so many holidays.
You've been here, yes.
But growing up for you, you grew up here.
I grew up here and then in Israel and then back in Maryland. So I've been all over the place. Yes.
So how old were you when you lived in Israel? How old were you?
I was for all of grade school from basically first through 12th grade. Yeah.
Never knew that.
Yep.
Holy crap.
I know. It's pretty crazy.
So what would be some Israeli traditions then that you grew up with?
Well, I grew up in a very traditional Jewish home. So all the traditions I grew up with were around religion, really, and Jewish tradition. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you're talking from Hanukkah to Passover. Every single Jewish holiday was celebrated. And so that includes, you know, big meals with lots of family. It's funny, I joked about this stuff with my family on the show today. It's a lot of that means there's a lot of family around and it's uncles and aunts. And so when I'm the one who's making jokes here and there that some of the family members appreciate, some of them less, that was kind of what I was talking about. But yeah, it's always a lot of family, a lot of people in the house. I'm one of seven. So I have six siblings, three brothers, three sisters. Every Friday night and Saturday afternoon, we have a big meal, Shabbat dinner. Yes,
every single, today.
Every
Friday night, every Saturday.
Correct. And I'm not there. I miss all of them now because I'm in New York. I'm working.
But that's still happening in your family.
Every single week. Yeah.
No kidding.
And so it's a lot of food, which is also funny because whenever I talk about dieting and stuff, it goes out the window for two giant meals. I mean, we basically do Thanksgiving dinner twice a week.
Damn.
In a span of a couple of days. It's insane. But yeah, it's, you know, I've always grown up with it. It's something I love. I turn off my phone every week for 25 hours from Friday night to Saturday evening. I can't live without that anymore. It's something that I grew up with. It's part of who I am. I don't even know if it's a religious thing for me anymore. It's,
turning the phone off.
Yeah. It obviously, growing up, that's how it started.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's still that. I think it's just something that I wouldn't want to do it any other way.
I think it's great to unplug.
Yeah.
I think it's phenomenal. Whether it's been... we're in December. I would say there's been a couple of different times this year where my phone did not work. The port got wet.
Right, and you had the flip phone or whatever.
I brought in my tablet.
Oh, okay.
It's a smaller tablet, and I was able to use that. But no one has that phone number. And it is just the most remarkable thing that you're never, I don't want to say bothered. That's not the right word, but... you don't deal with any of the nonsense. Like, your parents and your wife have the number if they need you. So for an emergency, all kids have the number, but no one else did. And if you needed me, email. And email's not like texting. I would check the email once every couple of hours. That was it. And it was refreshing for those couple of weeks. My wife would be like getting in the phone. I'm like, no, I don't think I am.
Right, exactly.
I think I'm good.
And one of the things I was going to talk about, things that we've done too much this year, the mindless scrolling. I'll go from TikTok to Instagram. And then I get bored of Instagram, so I'll go back to TikTok. It's like, no, I was just here.
Yeah.
I was just doing this. And we need it for work, especially me. I'm young, coming up in the business. I need social media. I need to have a presence on social media to try and put myself out there. I think it's helped me get as far, you know, however far I've gotten, but as far as I've gotten so far. But the constantness of it is just so...
That's awful.
It's 24/7, and it makes you mad. I think it gives you anxiety. And just when I turn it off on Friday afternoon, the first thing I'll do is turn it off and go take a shower. And it's like I'm wiping away
the cleansing.
Week it is the greatest feeling every week.
Yeah, I don't, at risk of sounding old, I have Instagram. I've never gotten into the TikTok. I felt like that was too old for it. I'm probably not, but that's how I felt. So I never got an account. Facebook, I only had an account for once I had the travel baseball and we
What's
had a baseball team page.
I'm so young, I don't have Facebook.
Right, exactly. And it's like an old man thing too.
Yeah.
So ever since, the last tournament, the last team I was the head coach of, we wrapped up in Myrtle Beach. And after we had our final team barbecue and party about a month after that, I haven't been on it since. I logged off and I've been off it ever since then. So I take pride in not being a scroller like a lot of people because I couldn't imagine a life of just having my face in the phone. And I see it. I see it with my kids. I will try. Luckily, they both play golf, so I know there's hours in the day they're not on it, but it's a problem. And I'm thankful that that I'm a little too old to be wrapped up in that.
Even here, when I'm doing the morning show in particular, where I'm engaged the whole time, my phone's off to the side. I don't look at it for those 4 hours,
which is good.
It's great. Yeah. I love it. I pick it up to make sure nothing's happening that I need to see during a commercial break, but that's it. And obviously, you know, you want to, I guess, check Twitter. I usually put up Twitter on the browser just in case there's breaking news,
you have
the NFL
to.
Or anything like
See, that.
That.
Right. So now that is beyond work related.
Oh, 100%.
Because it used to be back in the day, you're too young for this, but we used to have the Associated Press where we would get breaking news alerts would come across a printer.
Right.
So you would get, the way it used to work in Astoria was we would have a printer in the corner and at like, I want to say it was like 12 after the hour and 42 after the hour, you would get sports headlines. And at the top of the hour and at like 24 and at like 54, news headlines. But when breaking news would come, the thing would just go crazy. That's how we got our news. So you'd never really miss it. You weren't staring at a computer or a screen. Now the breaking news is the reporter on X, hey,
exactly.
Sources. And if you're not on it, you're late.
And now it's not like there's anyone in the newsroom anymore who could come in it. Like it's just, you know, if it's you going to be sitting out there or CeeLo, that's who's going to be out
there.
And that's it. So there's not someone who can come in and be like, oh, this is breaking. So it would be, and you know, mine or whoever sitting in that seat, their job to see it and be like, okay, this is what's happening. This is breaking news. So you have to be on it.
You've been here how long now?
So I started in Baltimore. I worked because my parents.
No,
lived
I meant
down
there. At the radio station.
So yeah, so I worked for Odyssey in Baltimore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I worked there. I was in sales for a year. That was just how I got my foot in the door. My goal was always to get to the on-air side, but I was in Baltimore for 2 years because I did a year on the on-air side.
Okay.
I moved up here. I was here the summer of 23. So I've been here, I guess, what is that now? 2.5 years, essentially.
Okay. Yeah. So 2.5 years. So when BT and Sal, around the time they started on the midday.
My first shows working the overnight were Sal's last weeks.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Okay. So your image, see, it's amazing. You're so, not that you're that young. You're 28. You're not 18.
Right.
But
no, yeah.
The image of this radio station was what, and how far off is it to what it is?
It's an interesting question because when I grew up listening to you guys, to Boomer and Carton, that's what that's why I wanted to be here. That was my vision of it.
Okay.
And this that show
makes
is
me feel old.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, but that's right. I grew up listening to Boomer and Carton with you, like Eddie and Al, and you guys are all pretty much still here. I know Craig's coming back.
And Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
So good, so good, so good.
New year, new gear. Thousands of fresh active styles are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. Save on top brands like Nike, Puma, and Free People, starting at just $35.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
There's always something new.
Plus, join the Nordy Club to shop new arrivals first, unlock exclusive discounts, and more. Great brands, great prices. That's why you Rack.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I didn't listen for a couple of months when Gio started.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was probably a lot of people felt
sure.
like, and I've told Craig that myself. I was like, hey, I stopped listening. And then I really got back into it during COVID because,
okay.
Which I know so many people stopped listening to it then, but I loved it because I felt like there was someone with me, like going through it on a day-to-day basis. That's when I really got into, listening to Gio. And I've been listening every day since, almost 4 hours a day, depending on the day. And so when I came here, that's, I just wanted to see that. I wanted to see Boomer and Gio and the behind the scenes and you guys. And so that to me exceeded the expectations. I was blown away, even coming from Baltimore and the radio station, how talented people are here. Like, I had never listened to Sal Licata before mm-hmm. I moved up here and worked with him. And I was blown away by how talented he is. I've gotten to work with Chris, working, middays, afternoon. I've worked in all day parts. And just how talented so many people are here, it's impressive. So that's what I say is obviously the positive. There's negative things, of course, that, you see things of how places run.
Well, yeah, that's business, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly. So there's that side of it. But the number one thing that stands out is just there's so many talented people here.
It's funny because you started listening when Boomer and Carton were a thing. So now picture this. When I first started here, long time ago in 1997, you see what a skeleton crew we kind of are now, and the radio station has been pared down. It's different. The business has changed, and it's a lot of digital now as opposed to just radio. But you talk about the vibe of a place. So when I started, I miss in the morning, and you were talking about a crew of like 9 people, maybe even 10 people for that show, just for that program. And that program would go on from 6 to 10. The best of Imus would start at 5:30. You had the two guys in the control room. You had an intern. Imus had an assistant. They had a tape op. They had a news writer. It was crazy. They had 2 comedians that came in. They would do skits. The workday did not end at 10 o'clock when they were done. It was just starting. They would be in the back Imus production studio where they would be, you know, brainstorming and coming up with ideas and parodies. They'd be there till 2 o'clock
Imagine
a lot of
the
days.
Guys staying after 10:01
Oh, for sure. Well,
going to play golf.
There were times. So back in the day, the midday show was 10 to 1 Mike and the Mad Dog was 1 to 6:30
Right.
There were times that midday show would end at 1:00 and the Iman Squirrel, a lot of them are still there, just a different time. And so you think of that, and then you think of, you know, the way it was with Mike and Chris coming in, and you had, you know, big egos. It was just, it was everything I thought it was. And watching what it's become and the change over to digital, for me, is really odd. That it feels like, and I get it, it's the way of the world and YouTube and all the social media. It feels like radio is now just a form of digital media, and things are changing rapidly.
Well, again, coming at it from two perspectives, one, just younger, and then the other one, I sold this stuff, right? I was in Baltimore. I was selling digital content. I was selling podcasts. And I've talked to Olive about this. Like, this is, everything should feed each other. And I've had those conversations with Gio also, where it should all be feeding each other. And I listen to some of the biggest sports podcasts and the way they sell things, and everything's a show bit. Even the commercials, quote unquote, that are pre-recorded, are show bits, are the voices on the shows. Like, if it were in a perfect world, if I were doing this, I would have you and Al doing voices for the commercials, whatever it is, because that all plays into, it's all content. It's not enough to just have the radio content.
It's not anymore.
And so I understand it. I could see that coming from a place where it was all about the radio and you're putting that amount of staff and hours into the radio show. I get how it's different. But I don't think it's worse. I think
it's worse. I said it's just rapidly changing.
Yes.
That's all.
But it's going to continue to rapidly change. And that's the part where, you know, you always talk about how you're in this at your age. You don't worry about the rapid change. I, at my age, have to worry about the rapid change. And I'm always trying to, you know, keep up. Even as a 28-year-old, I'm trying to keep up.
Yeah.
And that's something that's, I feel like, is going to be my entire career. I don't know how it's going to work out. You know, but I think if I attach myself to, and that's why I come back to the talent here, if I attach myself to talented people that I believe in, then I think I'll be doing okay.
Hopefully so. I would think so. Yes, very much so. Now, we kind of got off on a tangent. I wanted to get back to some of the stuff from the show this morning. So the traditions you gave me are very interesting. Now, I didn't realize you were Israeli, so I don't know the types of food you grew up. Hi, Stephen Waldron. I didn't realize the types of foods that you grew up eating. We discussed the whole hot dog thing,
Glizzies, the ham hock, I've heard of Glizzies.
If I asked you some of the oddities that you grew up eating, do you know what they are made of and what they're made from? And does it matter to you?
Well, that's what's interesting about that is that kosher food, which I eat, is all...
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Relative.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Actively clean ingredient, meaning okay. You know what's in it. That's a big part of it. I've grown up having to know what's in everything I eat. So I don't know if there's anything that's specifically odd. Like, I've had chicken soup with chicken neck bones in it because it gives it flavor. So stuff like that, which sounds disgusting. I don't.
Another chicken neck bone reference. Very interesting.
Yeah.
You talked about that this morning. Okay.
No, we didn't. But again, that's something that I know I've eaten. I'm trying to think of other things. I mean, yeah, that's pretty much.
Like, I brought up the bull testicle thing to Chris only from the standpoint of, neither have I. But if you, I think we all know what now goes into a hot dog.
Right. It's
basically
scraps.
Meat it's, scraps.
Exactly.
And it's garbage.
Correct.
But because it tastes good, we all eat it. And it's also socially acceptable. The
bull
testicles, if it tastes good, why would you not go back to it? And he was having a tough time with saying, I couldn't do it.
Right. And to answer the question you asked him, if somebody gave me something and I enjoyed it, even if they told me afterwards what it was, I think I'd still eat it.
I do too.
Yeah.
I agree.
I might have
a tough time trying it if I knew.
Right. Yes.
But if you told me, just try this piece of meat with this whatever flavored sauce on it and I liked it, I don't see why I wouldn't
eat
it.
Right. Exactly.
So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
And the other one would be the fast food situation. Now, you already talked about, you know, you probably have too much of it. What is the go-to fast food one for you on a weekly basis?
I love fried chicken.
Really?
Yeah, it's disgusting. And that's also the worst for you. Like, just the oils, the seed oils that they use to make it, and how many times they're reusing that oil. It's gasoline, essentially, and it's terrible for you. But that's the one for me. I love any kind of fried chicken sandwiches. I eat that way too much. And it's also, like, you talked about the laziness. For me, it's I love cooking. I like cooking. I'll have leftovers in my fridge, and I'll still be like, yeah, I'll leave the leftovers. I'll order something when I get into the city. Because there's so many places I could order
Interesting.
From. And that's the terrible habit that I'm trying to
money?
Break.
You don't worry about the money?
Well, first of all, I don't have a lot of it. So that's
right.
Easy. Yeah.
But you're spending it on
I
crap.
Know. And that's like the only thing I spend it on. And I always think to myself, I have two feelings. When I place an order and I'm here, it's like I'm kicking myself afterwards. And I feel bad about myself that I spent the money and that I ate garbage. Those are the two things.
Yeah.
And it happens the moment, like the moment I hit it on the Uber Eats app or whatever, DoorDash, I'm like, damn it, why did I spend that money?
Mm-hmm.
And it's
but then
terrible.
You're happy when you're eating the food.
It's finite. And by the way, sometimes not even because we're eating here in commercial breaks where I have 2 minutes to chow something down. If I'm doing a Nets game and I have 90 seconds to throw something in my mouth, I'm not enjoying that.
Yeah, that's true.
Like and then afterwards, I'm like, why did I do that? And I feel nasty. I'm leaving. I'm rolling myself out of here.
And yet we continue to do it.
I know, but that's why you asked about, because you asked it different than Willie did. You asked about habits I would want to break, and that's something that I desperately want to break because that's really the only one. I don't spend a lot of money anywhere else. I can't. So I don't spend a lot of money in other places, and that's something that I need, like you said, the Spotify Wrapped. If there was an Uber Eats Wrapped, I would never look at that. I'd be terrified to see the number that I spent.
So that's interesting because I do at the end of every year. I will. And I got two kids. My life is more expensive than it should be. And by our choice, I've put them through private school. Not that I'm spending $50,000 a year on private school, but it's significant. And it's two of them. My one's in just finished community college. He's going to Rutgers now. So that's going to increase significantly my tuition. My high school tuition for my younger son is not cheap. And so every year, usually this week before the new year begins, I will run through the full year of the checkbook. It's for two reasons. Number one, it gets me a little bit ahead for filing taxes, trying to find expenses, donations, things like that, because I need every break I can find. But two, I love and hate to see how much money comes out. Forget the cash because you don't know unless you have receipts. But I like to see what we're debiting food-wise beyond the supermarket. And the number is staggering. And every year we say we're going to change, and we do a pretty good job of it in January. Maybe even February is okay. But it's the same trap. March begins. It used to be travel baseball. Now it's golf in March. And now we're not as home as much. And you start to see the price, the amount of money that we are spending on takeout and crap. And it is infuriating.
But can I ask you this? You look at all the numbers,
yes.
right? So do you not see that when you go to the grocery store with how expensive groceries are, it's not that far off from what it costs?
It is far off.
You think it's 100%. That far? Maybe it's different for
That's
two people.
That's a misnomer.
Also.
I think if you're doing it just like once in a while, perhaps. But here would be a thing. So a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. That's going to cost you $6 now.
Right.
As expensive as eggs are, comparatively speaking to, say, 10 years ago, you still get, like yesterday, I do the shopping, I'm sorry, Sunday morning, oh, every Sunday morning. I bought 18 large eggs for $6.
Right.
That is, if you're putting two on a sandwich, and I think a lot of these sandwiches are one, oh, by the way.
Over there, yes. At home, you would definitely use two.
But let's just say, even for $6, you're getting a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and they're putting two eggs on, which they're not, but let's say they are. You're getting nine sandwiches for $6. Now, you got to get the pork roll or the ham for sure.
Here's to quitting. Quitting the couch for a quick run. Quitting the snooze button for a morning workout. Quitting giving up after 2 weeks. You see, staying committed to your fitness goals isn't easy. But with Apple Watch, you don't have to do it alone. Because Apple Watch gives you real-time motivation, plus advanced metrics that track all your workouts, so you can stick to your New Year's fitness resolutions. And once and for all, quit quitting with Apple Watch. iPhone 11 or later required.
Right now, get up to 20% off select online storage solutions. Put heavy-duty HDX totes to good use, protecting what's important to you. The solid, impact-resistant design prevents cracking, and the clear base and sides make items easy to find, even when the totes are stacked. Find select online shelving and tote storage up to 20% off at the Home Depot to organize every room in your home, from your garage to your attic. Visit HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
It's not even close. Now you want to say, well, a steak dinner, you know, No, it's so much cheaper to buy it in the store and cook it yourself. The one I think that you're mentioning more would be if you go to Chipotle, maybe. What's the difference? I guess.
Right, yeah.
I'd have to do the math, but last time I checked, when we do Chipotle, the four of us, I want to say each one is $15.75. I can do a Chipotle night at home for far less than $65.
Right. You're four people, so that's part of it. Yeah. And even still, if I do that at home, right, I'm making the rice, I'm making all those things, I'm making chicken to put in it, I'm then having that for lunch the next day.
Yes, you
are. There are leftovers that I keep in my fridge for a couple of days. So I guess you're right about that. The thing that we do, and we probably have to be better about this, but, you know, my wife looks at our accounts every day, multiple
Smart.
Times a day. Yep. She's very on top of it. I'm less on top of it, mostly because of anxiety. Mostly, I hate seeing the number that goes out.
Mm-hmm.
But we know what we're putting away. We know how much we're spending, and we know how much is coming in. So as long as I know that she, and I'll always ask her, I'm like, just tell me. And I don't buy new clothing very often. We're going on vacation actually coming up, just because I've been here for all these weeks in a row, you know, over the holidays. So we're going away, you know, end of January, beginning of February. But other than that, we don't do a ton, and she works really hard also. She has a job where she's, you know, very busy. So she's on top of the numbers, and I trust her. That's the bottom line that I can say. And if she told me, hey, you got to cut it out, and I know for myself I want to, but if she told me, hey, this habit, you have to cut it out, I would do it.
Yeah, I would tell you, one, that's a good quality to have, but two, don't have anxiety about it. It's real. It is what it is. And at the end of the day, who gives a crap?
I know, but that's what anxiety is, right? Like, isn't anxiety fake things? Like, not fake necessarily, but that's the point. Like,
but I don't think that's something you should have anxiety over. I personally don't think so. I don't think maybe I'm in the minority. I think you have anxiety over your kid's health, your own health, your wife's health, your parents, you know, the crap going on in the world that could blow up any moment. I'm good with all that.
Yeah.
Worrying about being late on a bill, who gives a rat's ass at the end of the day? Really? You know, because when all is said and done, you get into die with debt and it goes away.
Yeah, what's interesting about that is, and maybe it's because of how I grew up terrible at adulting. Like the bills, stuff like that. I watched my parents, who do pretty well for themselves, struggle with stuff just because of the adulting aspect of it. Not because they didn't have the money to pay it. My father's an orthodontist. My mother's an interior designer. They had the money to pay it. And yet still, I watch them have a hard time, like need to hire people to take care of that stuff for them. Mm. And so inherited, unfortunately, that where it's like, oh, shoot, I forgot to do this. And I try and put as many things on auto pay as possible. But some things you want to just, you don't want them to be on auto pay. And so as I'm getting older and, I have my own expenses, we moved away. And it's just part of that is learning that and honing those skills. I think those skills, it's always, and something I've learned also is set an alarm for it. Like, okay, if you're anxiety,
I live that way. Yep.
Set an alarm for it, take care of it, then you know you're taking care of it in that moment, and then you realize it's so much easier than
you thought. And you don't have to think about it.
Yeah, but it's just the thinking about it, the just, oh my God, I get anxious about it. But it's fake. I know it's fake. I know the second I take care of it, it's like, oh, cool, car payments.
And you worked yourself up over for nothing.
Right, exactly. The same thing, like, when I had to renew my passport or license or things like that, I would get anxious over it, and then it's done. It's over, and it takes 2 seconds.
Yeah. Well, I think, too, I know we got to go here, but I think when you when you plan a trip, now this is the opposite of anxiety. This is, I think, excitement. A lot of times the anticipation of the big event or trip is better than the actual trip sometimes because excited to do it. Doesn't mean the trip's not great, but sometimes it's like Christmas. You can't wait. So much planning into Christmas. Christmas is going to be great. And next thing you realize, Christmas is like 36 hours and it's over. It's like, wow, we just spent 4 months. But that's why you try, at least for me, for us, celebrating Christmas, we try to make it more of the month of December so you don't feel like it's over and done within 36 hours. But this was very enlightening. Good personal finance stuff and food stuff. And thank you for sitting in.
Of course. My pleasure. Happy to do it.
I know you do listen, so I don't do the Sia thing. You get the final word in the Sia, and whoever does it tomorrow, fantastic, but good job.
All right. Thank you. I know I talk a lot, but... You mentioned
it's supposed to talk in this business.
Yeah, I know. I agree. Actually, my first program director, he said to me, "You'll be successful by not talking."
You do have the gift of gab.
Yes.
Which I've said many times to Alec, I wish I had that. I mean, there's part of it can be annoying, sure. There's another part of it that's very engaging. And the idea to just have a conversation with someone, I don't have. Like, I'm not outwardly open to my life, whereas a lot of people can't wait to tell you about theirs.
Right, that's fair.
So it's like, unless I'm interviewing you, I got nothing because I'm not sharing my life with you.
Right.
You
know? All right. Anyway, see y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at RingCentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.